end of this first sequence is thy false uncle. So brother is branded with perfidious, uncle is branded with false. Mm-hmm. So by the end of that, your brother is perfidious, uncle is false. Being once perfected, how to grant sweets, suits, how to deny them, who to advance and who to trash for overtopping, overtopping, new created. It when he's, you know, wanting to sort of give his brother a fucking kick up the arse, it we get T's and D's,
yeah,
and perfected. We get this T in suits, D to deny them, tadvance, who to trash. Suddenly, those things that were not there are there now.
Yeah.
To trash for overtopping, new created. Look at the conflux of T's and D's, and just the first three sentences are there. The creatures that were mine, I say, or changed them, or else new formed them, having both the key of office. So that there's a whole thing going on there about T's and D's,
sure,
that are doing an awful lot of work without over, no, not the explosion of high lyric or anything, but they're there, having both the key of officer and office. I think that's great. Officer and office set all hearts in state, even state, which has been, should be a plus for Milan, is not here.
Mm-hmm.
State to what tune, this whole passage, tune please, T and D again in absolute close link, juxtaposition, or conjunction in fact, his ear, that now he was the ivy, and we're into this the only metaphor that exists in this first section. The ivy, well, I don't think there's another one actually. The ivy which had hid my princely trunk and sucked my verdure out on. And as we discussed before, that is, there are other ways in which that could be said. It's there's something, it's not just clinging in the in any other sense, but clinging, it's clinging with T's and D's and monosyllables, and and K is introduced there, and reintroduced in K and T together, trunk and sucked, yeah?
Mm.
My verdure, which is, it's goodness, isn't it? It's all the sap, isn't it?
Mm.
My verdure out on. So that second passage, it's absolutely chock full of it. Absolutely chock full of it, and it's what it's revealing is the just, of course, the obvious, which is his fetid, I suppose.
No, but it's revealing
displacement and disjuncture at all of this. Well, of course,
actually, sonically in that second passage, he's the ivy, not Antonio. You know, that whole second passage is the sonic of this slithering the ivy which hid my princely trunk, that envelops and inveigles and that's the sound he makes. How once perfected, how to grant suits, how to deny them, who to advance, to trash for another topic.
That's the ivy growing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's very good. The structure of this and the TD nexus is the ivy growing, and that's, you know, a very direct configuration of just the ugly disjuncture in him, naturally enough, over what he feels about it.